Now there is a another local company. It's a startup in Tampa, which is kind of interesting. I saw this ad the other day, and I'm going to show you the picture. It's not good for radio, but I'm going to show you guys the picture.
Hold it up to your microphone.
But these three guys started this company. They're making T-shirts with huge pockets on the front. They're called bucket tees. So instead of having like the pocket over your left breast, this pocket covers your entire front.
It's a big kangaroo like pouch.
Bucket tees. Yeah, the pocket basically measures like 11 and a half wide by 13 tall.
It's your big man purse.
Now
looking at
that picture, does that seem like that would be convenient at all?
It seems like it might be uncomfortable.
Looks like you'd be digging, you know.
Right.
I feel like it'd be very good birth control.
Well, it's almost like.
Hold on, I might have a condom.
Yeah.
Oh, Let me check my man pouch.
I feel like I've seen these guys in asylum.
Oh, honey, he's cute, but look at that shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cool. I mean, I guess for like going to the fair or, you know, somewhere where you don't want to carry a bag.
Well, if it's right in the middle of your chest and it's 13 inches deep, it's almost like reaching into your collar and trying to grab lint out of your belly button.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's about the same thing. If you had anything at the bottom of that pocket, you're screwed.
Exactly.
You know, you'd almost have to do a handstand to get anything out of it.
Or just take the shirt off.
Mm. They said in the article that people were putting six packs of beer in them.
Oh, my God. Like,
well, what must that look like?
I'm calling shenanigans.
I guess it depends on... I don't think you could get that in there.
That's a lot of pull.
It depends on how big your belly is. Maybe the six-pack...
There's like a shelf.
Yeah, sits on top of your belly in the pocket.
They have different names for the bucket tees. One is called the Floridian. One's called the Gentleman. One is called the F Train, and one is called the Bonaparte.
Yeah. You should get one called the Forever Alone.
Yeah, right.
The Virgin.
the Virgin.
Fanny pack, free with purchase.
Yeah.
It pretty much
is a fanny pack.
Do you get a pocket
Except
protector
for it's on
with
your
that
belly.
Thing?
Yeah, a giant pocket protector.
It's just a big gallon Ziploc bag liner.
Well, pocket protectors usually will have like a 6-inch ruler. If you've got this big ass pocket on your front, you can just put a yardstick in it.
Yeah.
Right.
And those big ass pencils that you get at like the dollar store.
Right. Or at the fair. Big pencil.
Mm-hmm. It says, excuse me, so far the three investors, Jake, John, and Alex, have sold roughly 600 shirts through their website, buckettees.com. Says that the price per shirt is $29.95, and to date, they've earned about $12,000.
Wow.
So they're charging $30 for the shirt with the...
Yeah, with this huge pocket.
Okay.
Kids are expensive, well, Ty.
You got to do anything you can to
keep them from happening.
Maybe I'm overthinking all these ideas I have.
Yeah, right?
I come up with goofy ideas all the time. I could be making money.
Yeah, well... Mm-hmm. Write them down. We'll throw a little money at them. See what be like the pasta. We'll see what sticks on the fridge.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on their cool website, there's a picture of someone with a puppy in one of these.
Oh,
pockets.
Now that's cute,
and that's amazing.
That's cute.
That's the only time you could put your gun in there.
Yeah,
and that's probably the only time you have a possibility of getting laid wearing that is if you have
a
puppy.
If there's
or
a puppy
sticking out or a kitty cat.
Yeah,
but then they're like clawing you to death.
Not maybe.
You know, it would have to be a little Harley, where they felt all
smooth jazz.
Yeah, all smooth jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's talk about pot, man.
A new ballot measure will allow Californians to vote in November on whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Californians will have the option to vote either yes or hell yes.
Nice.
You know, I try all kinds of things on the show to mix it up a little bit. I thought that would be kind of fun.
See if you were paying attention.
Master of razzmatazz.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, now
jazz fingers.
Here's a story that is interesting, and it kind of shows where we're going as a society.
Oh no!
You know that transgender, the whole issue about transgender is in the news all the time now.
Yes.
Especially, I mean, just recently we had the whole thing about the bathrooms and, you know, mm-hmm. in schools and stores and what have you. Now, Defense Secretary Ash Carter on Thursday announced that transgender people will be allowed to serve openly in the U.S. military.
Nice.
Okay.
I think it's a big step forward, but well, there's going to be, you know, some problems.
I can definitely see some problems. He said Americans who want to serve and can meet our standards should be afforded the opportunity to compete and do so.
I agree with
that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I don't think so either. By October 1 of this year, transgender troops already serving should be able to receive medical care and begin formally changing their gender identifications in the Pentagon's personnel system.
Wow.
A year from now, the military services will begin allowing transgender individuals to enlist as long as they meet required standards and have been stable in their identified genders for 18 months.
Okay.
Yeah, that all sounds good.
Okay. It says, Secretary Ash Carter says there will be guidelines for transgender service members currently in the military. They will be able to use the bathrooms, housing, what else does it say? Let me flip this over. Uniforms and fitness standards of their preferred gender. Only if they have legally transitioned to that identity.
Okay.
All right, look, I can see I was in the Marine Corps. I know what the military is all about. I can see some huge, huge problems with this. Huge problems with this. Not everybody in the military is mature enough to handle this change.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and that's true for the whole country.
You got to start somewhere. But
one of the beauties about being in the military is that you get an opportunity to meet people from all corners of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you're going to meet people of all different intellect.
Right.
All different backgrounds. And if these people have not come out of the woods and decided that they're going to be a lot more accepting, it's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, that I can see where that would be a problem.
I had a conversation about this earlier today with a friend of mine, Ruben. And he said that he had just heard a story, this exact same story, on a radio show that he was listening to. And I told him, because when I was in the Marine Corps, I worked in the legal field.
Right.
And I told him this story where there was a grunt unit that goes out into the field. Okay. There were these two bumpkins from deepest, darkest Kentucky. They thought that one of the guys in the platoon was gay. So in the middle of the night, these two bumpkins grab the suspected gay guy, take him into the woods, rape him, and then split his skull with an entrenching tool, which is one of those folding shovels, and left him for dead. He did not die. And because I was in the legal field, and at the time I worked for the defense team, every day during the trial, I had these two bumpkins from deepest, darkest Kentucky in my office. They were two of the most disgusting human beings I've ever seen in my life. They did not get it. But that's the kind of person you're going to run into in the military. The military has a lot of fantastic human beings, but they also have some of the dregs of the earth.
Right.
They truly do. And I was a witness to that.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, how on earth are you going to call out somebody that you suspect as gay and then rape them? Does right. that not mean you're gay?
Yeah, that's pretty gay.
How does that compute?
I don't get it.
I don't get it at all. That to me, when I saw this story, I was like, yeah, you know what? Things are really moving forward for the transgender, you know, society. But then it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I've been there. Right. I've been there in the military. This is going to be bad.
Well, I mean, what it's going to, in my mind, what it will do is from the first day of, say, boot camp,
right?
It will bring forward as part of your boot camp training,
right?
Emotional intelligence on issues of this type.
Well, there were a lot of military leaders who thought that this was this whole decision was hastily, you know, brought upon.
Right.
And that, you know, look, we're not ready for all this. I mean, you're going to start doing all this as of October 1st, and then next year they're going to start allowing
the recruits. Which means between now and October for the existing members and now and in the next year. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a lot of education and reprogramming.
Well, I mean, just as an example,
expectations.
Just as an example of the intolerance in the military, currently in Parris Island, South Carolina, where I went to Marine Corps boot camp, there are 15 drill instructors under investigation for hazing because a recruit of Muslim descent died.
Oh.
During training.
I see.
Apparently, he fell down 3 flights of steps.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So if you're looking at that intolerance, that's right. Somebody of another religion. This is something completely different.
But that's what I mean about they have a year right. to re-educate and train mm-hmm. the drill instructors and get... They need to be trained first.
Right. Well, just like I said earlier that I was talking about this story with my friend Ruben. And Ruben is a lounge singer at the St. Pete Sheridan. And I love Ruben. Ruben and I always have great conversations. And I always feel that Ruben is very liberal. But when this whole conversation came up, he was having a hard time. I could tell he was having a hard time sort of wrapping his head around the whole transgender thing. And I said, Ruben, look. And he goes, well, why all of a sudden? I said, Ruben, these people have been having these feelings their whole life.
Right. This is not something new.
But now because of, you know, it being so much more in the open, people are feeling a lot more safe about coming out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so that's why you're seeing a lot more of it. And he's just like, well, I just don't understand. Why would you ever do it? Look, Ruben, you're not going through it, so you don't understand it.
Right,
but
exactly.
If you had those feelings from the time you were born, if you were born a little boy and always thought you were a little girl, you'd want to change.
Right.
You know.
Right. Definitely.
Wrap your head around it.
Well,
I just thought it was interesting. And I think it's going to be generational, the people that start to accept it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Generational and educational.
And educational. Yep. That's going to be huge. But I think in the case of the military,
right.
And maybe I'm completely wrong. My assumption is that there will be more female to male transgender personnel, current personnel, than male to female.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And I definitely think that. And when I was in the Marine Corps, now this is from 1985 to 1991, just coming off the 80s, which brought out, I mean, just think about musically, there were so many sort of, I don't want to say transgender, but...
Boy George.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many, what do they call that, where all the bands dressed up with their makeup and...
Glam rock.
Glam rock and stuff like that.
Androgynous,
that's
yes.
it. So there was a lot of that going on, but even when I was in the Marine Corps during that time, I don't remember ever running into another Marine that I thought might be gay, except for the women. And there were quite a few women that were obviously gay.
Right.
But, it was very rare. I say rare, but I can't even remember one.
Well, and back then, especially for men, mm-hmm. That was a bigger taboo than it was for women.
Right.
Yeah. Always, and I think it always has been.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a little bit of an uphill battle.
You got to start somewhere.
You've got to start somewhere.
And I like the fact that there's going to be all kinds of new recruits, mm-hmm. And these new recruits are going to be young people, and young people now are a lot more accepting.
Right.
I've said it before that when I was in high school, you weren't allowed to be gay. If you were found out to be gay, they probably would have kicked your ass right out of school.
Right.
Now they have, all these clubs, the gay and lesbian organizations and things like that,
mm-hmm.
Right in high school.
Right.
That never would have flown when I was a kid.
But see, that goes along with education,
right.
And understanding the differences that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you're a pervert. It doesn't make you a criminal. It doesn't, all of these false labels that
And it doesn't make you confused.
No.
That's what I love it when I hear people go, well, that person is just so confused. No, they're not confused.
No,
you're the one who's confused.
You're confused.
You're the one that doesn't get it. They get it. They know what they're going through. They know how
they
feel.
What they want.
Right.
They didn't just wake up one day. And that's the thing that kills me. A lot of people think, oh, well, all of a sudden you're just going to wake up one day and decide you're going to be a different sex. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, yeah. But I'm hoping that there will be better education and acceptance, mm-hmm. All across the country.
Right.
In every aspect and everyday life. And the military and the FBI and the CIA setting that example,
right.
To me, is fantastic.
Yeah.
Because the example needs to be set somewhere.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you got to start somewhere. There's just like anything else throughout history, there's always a struggle.
Right.
Trying to get your point across. And this is, something that unfortunately... transgender people are going to have to fight for it.
Absolutely. Yep. I mean, it truly hasn't been that long ago that women weren't allowed to vote.
Right.
I mean, let's think about
right.
this and the progress that we've made as a society.
Yeah.
And I just think this is just one more step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Why don't we...
We need to take a break.
Let's do take a break. Everybody... What we need a potty break.
Yeah, we do. We mm-hmm. do.
All right. Look, if you're just tuning in, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If at any time during the show you want to give us a call, it's 727-498-0502. We're going to take a little bit of a break and we'll be right back.
Peaches, man, they are so sweet. Stop by and see her 3 or 4 times a week. Lord, she's my fruit stand lady. She's got the ripest melons, tomatoes on the vine. It's time I catch myself daydreaming. I wish they all were mine. Oh, they were mine. Like my fruit stand lady. On the side of the highway, better than a grocery store. Fresh fruit and sunshine, who could ask for anything more? Garden, yes, I surely do. But you catch and mess around in the veggies, boy, she's gonna make a stew of you. Lord, she's mine, my fruit stand lady. Mm-hmm.
well, I moved into her fruit stand, eating till I'm stuffed. She can boil my peanuts, man, I can't get enough. Lord, she's mine. My fruit stand lady. Yeah, she's mine. My fruit stand lady. Oh, she's mine.
Okay, everybody, we are back, and listen, at any time during the show you're wondering the music that we're playing, I will kind of recap what we've done this evening. We started off the show with a song called Kiss It by a band named Dorothy. Then we followed that up with Lord Knows I'm Drinking by Cowboy Mouth, and then it was Treat Her Like a Lady by Cornelius Brothers, and that one was Fruit Stand Lady by Damon Fowler.
Cornelius.
Damon Fowler. Damon Fowler plays here in the St. Pete area quite often, actually.
Really?
Nice.
Downtown St. Pete. I'd love to go catch him. I think he's great.
That'd be cool. Yeah, we should do that. Good.
Yeah. Damon Fowler, everybody. Okay. In the past, on this show,
yes,
I have mentioned, and I've mentioned it jokingly, but kind of seriously, because you just don't know.
Be good.
can't wait to hear this.
Because you just don't know. I have mentioned in the past about my my suspicion that here in Little Old Seminole, we have our very own terror cell.
Oh, no. Oh. Here we go.
And I think that thickens. Most of them work at the Shell station here in Seminole. I went in this morning. I see the same guy every morning. His name is KP. For a while, I was considering him or calling him Jihadi John.
Because that's back when his name tag said JP.
JP, right. It changed to KP. Anyway, I go in this morning, and every morning it's the same thing. I get my paper, and I get my soda, and it's, you know, it's $2.99. He rings it up, and I'm out the door, you know. But today he says, hey, today is my last day.
Oh, where's he going?
He's moving to New Jersey. So keep your eyes
is that
open.
Right?
All right.
Watch yourself, New Jersey.
Yeah, look out, New Jersey.
Did he, like, complete his training and now they're moving into some other locale?
Well, he bonded with you. He told you about it.
Yeah, right.
That was the, hey, don't go to New Jersey.
Well, you remember a couple of times I mentioned, it's like after one of the attacks, I went in, and on the front page of the paper, I always go in and get my paper. I fold it over and I put it on the counter so that the scan bar is showing. Right. So all he has to do is scan it, you know, ring me up, I'm done. Well, that particular day, after that one shooting, he made a point of opening the paper up and showing me the front page and going, huh, look what happened. And that's exactly what he said. I'm not making that up.
Right.
That, to me, red flags went up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a little suspicious. Mm-hmm.
Then, after just last week or the week before, when the whole Pulse thing happened in Orlando, Mom said, this time you should go up with the paper open. But I didn't. I went up, just like I always do, with the paper folded, so the scan bar's showing. But he opened the paper again. Didn't say anything. But it's like, dude, I come in here every day. With it open, you know,
with
folded,
it folded,
and you just hold the ball over it and scan it.
Right.
Why again would you open it? He didn't say anything this time. So, you know, it's probably all nothing.
Right. I don't think
still,
the FBI.
That's pretty weird, though.
It is weird.
It is. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the FBI is going to, look for that tip.
Well, I'm very interested to see who his replacement's going to be. Ty. I'm looking at that as well. I don't know what happened during the break to Ty's hair. It looks like a bird flew in and tried to build a nest.
In your left headphone. You've got a
whole horn. Hey, man.
Something bizarre happened to Ty's hair during the break.
You got a whole like flock of seagulls thing.
It's wild. I can't control it. I just go with it, man.
It's green.
So, anyway, they said that April was the month of terror. And this, there was an article today in the paper. It said that 858 is the number of people killed in terror attacks in April. 1,385 is the number of people injured in terror attacks in April. 27, number of countries where terror attacks took place.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of bad stuff going on.
There's a lot of terror.
All over the
terror.
World.
Right.
Yeah, it's bad news. And I didn't realize this. So apparently, I guess, you know, look, I come on the computer and I do my research.
Hey now. This is a family show.
You guys are bad. Why would you even go there? You know,
because you took it there.
Why would you even say it like that? Like, come on. There are many other ways you can say it.
I come in here and come on the computer.
I come all over the computer.
I didn't say all over it.
I come all over the computer doing my research.
I turn on the computer.
It's very enthusiastic.
Yes, very.
Listen. Next time, I'll let one of you host the damn show and see how easy it is for you to come up with this shit.
All right.
Stuff's coming out of my mouth. I don't even know what the hell's happening.
Obviously.
If you think I can't wait for this to be over.
And now we're talking about testes.
No, but anyway, what I was saying is when I go on the computer... A lot of times I just do my Facebook and
now
I do my,
just going on
my
it.
Google stuff, my searches and things like that. I go to my iTunes and stuff like that. But I was not aware that on places like Twitter, there are Twitter feeds that have images of pro-ISIS advertisements and things like that.
What?
Yeah. And I can show you this picture. I mean, this is not good for radio, but I will definitely show you this picture. This is an ad. This is a Twitter feed. It says that they're on Facebook pages, YouTube videos, all kinds of things. I think that needs to be stopped.
Yeah, they need to get on that.
I mean, it's like here, this the one title of this thing, it says, there is no life without jihad. And then it shows has all these images of ISIS. Here, pass that around, just so you go can see it. You know, and so when you see stuff like that, and then I think about KP,
right?
You know, and KP wasn't the only one because when that Shell station reopened, all of a sudden there were several new young Muslim looking guys that were manning the store. You know what I mean?
And now there's not.
Right.
Where'd they go?
Well, a lot of them have gone. KP is the last one from the originals to go. Why New Jersey?
I don't know.
Do you have relatives there? Yeah, you know, who knows?
It was nice.
Yeah, New Jersey's great.
Maybe he likes the women there.
I don't know. I just, you know, that's American fear.
Yeah. Right,
you
know? It is. It is American.
Well, I know recently, like every time I try to watch a YouTube video, I get like an NRA ad.
Yeah.
Well,
they're trying to get me.
Am I not?
I don't know. I'm not sure you're.
Hello? Nope.
I can hear you. You're not like the same as what you were.
What happened?
I don't know. Mom's mic is kind of acting up a little bit.
It's not so good.
No, it's not like it was. No. Say something again.
No, it's not there. Just keep going. Okay. I'll fix it.
Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. I thought it was interesting. So
we got our little terror cell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. One of the things that I continue to think is interesting is, Ty, do you remember who Curtis Reeves is or who Chad Olson was?
What?
Do you remember the theater shooting a couple years ago? Where the old guy shot the young guy because he had a cell phone on.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I was going to shoot a guy today for similar reasons.
don't do that. it says here, a key Reeves hearing set for February 2017. this all happened in 2014. What is the holdup?
Right.
You know, this guy was, Reeves was 71 when it happened. He's 73 now. Now we're going to wait until February 2017 to have a hearing.
Right.
They're trying to wait it out.
Trial hearing. The hearing is all about basically to determine whether Curtis Reeves acted in self-defense under Florida law. Well, can you not take the facts or what happened?
Right. The 30, 40, I'm still not on.
And compare it. Ty, share your mic with Mom.
All right.
And share it. I mean, compare what happened to, you know, Florida law and make that determination. 2 years after the fact, now all of a sudden, we have to have a hearing to decide.
Well, you know, they like to take their time.
Yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That to me is just way too long.
It's way too long. I mean, it says that back in April of 2014, Reeves declined his right to a speedy trial. Now, that could be some sort of strategy.
He's hoping to die.
Well, at the time, he was 71 years old. He's 73 right now. He'll be 74 when this whole thing goes down, this hearing goes down. You know, is that something that his attorney told him to do?
I don't know.
Postpone maybe this thing as long as you can. Let's hope everybody starts to forget about it. I mean, at this point, does anybody really care anymore?
No.
I mean, it's a sad thing that, you know, somebody got killed. It's a sad thing on both sides where this old man felt like he was, you know, threatened to the point where he had to kill somebody. And it's, you know, sad for the family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a little boy involved in that whole thing. I think he was like 3 or something like that.
I thought it was a little girl.
Maybe.
Whatever anyway, it was. Mm-hmm. But, could have been trans. We don't know.
Just our whole judicial system needs to, I don't know, get out of its own way.
Right. Again, it says, this long-awaited hearing will determine whether Curtis Reeves acted in self-defense under Florida law. It also says if he prevails, the former Tampa police captain would be immune from both criminal prosecution and civil lawsuits.
Well.
So this is an important pre-trial hearing.
It says if the judge denies the defense's request, Reeves would stand trial in Pasco County for second-degree murder. If convicted, the 73-year-old faces a sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Wow.
Pretty serious.
Yeah,
it's very serious.
Yeah, it says that the hearing will take place February 20th, 2017. The proceedings could take up to a week or longer.
Wow.
Why? I mean, this is not the trial. Why would this take so long? I don't.
It's a hearing.
Well, this will determine whether or not there is a trial.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Talk slow. We don't have a whole lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Then just some random stuff. Reeves shot Chad Olson, 43, in a Wesley Chapel movie theater 2 years ago. Reeves waived his right to a speedy trial in April of 2014. It says that Reeves claims that Olson subjected him to an escalating and terrifying barrage of curse words, screaming, menacing behavior, threats to cause serious bodily harm, and then to physical attacks.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Outrageous.
All this supposedly because Reeves asked Olson to turn off a cell phone during movie previews. I don't know. To me, I'm not so sure about the whole justice system.
Right.
It's a joke.
You see people getting away with murder that in most people's minds shouldn't.
Yeah.
And then this is a situation where this is an unfortunate situation and they're just going to drag it out for whatever reason.
Of course.
This could have been over and done.
Right.
You know, I know that I think Reeves spent a couple of months in jail already and then they released him because of his age, I think. You know.
Where's Batman?
How much longer is this going to take?
Right.
I don't know. Not happy about it. Ty Ginn, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat?
Right now, probably not many. I got to fight real bad.
No, but if you were in a competition, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat?
Maybe six.
Hmm. You know that.
Wait, with or without
six
buns?
Six with the buns.
All right, with buns.
Hot dog and bun. Didn't you one time say that Nathan's hot dogs gave you nightmares?
Yes.
Okay.
They do.
Well, every year for the past 100 years, Nathan's Hot Dogs has held a big hot dog eating contest in Coney Island. This whole thing started in 1916.
Mm.
This year marks the centennial of the contest.
Sounds like a sausage fest.
Wienerfest. Wienerfest.
Says, according to a National Geographic special on the topic, hot dogs are among the most challenging things to eat in competition. Each tube steak, a powerful cocktail of salt, fat, and nitrates.
Yes.
Matt Stoney.
Good name.
Ended the 2015 Nathan's event as champion. He consumed 62 hot dogs and buns.
Jesus.
In 10 minutes.
And promptly died.
In 10 minutes.
That just sounds horrific.
It does sound horrific. The winner apparently gets $10,000. Mm. The whole event is covered on ESPN.
And gastric bypass surgery.
Mm-hmm. If here in the local area, if you're looking for a good hot dog place, I got a couple of places to mention to you. And one of the places is someplace where we've been, and that is King's. We've been to King's downtown St. Pete.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was good. Kind of expensive, but a good hot dog nonetheless. And then another place is...
G-Bar.
Mel's Hot Dogs.
Mel's, I was going to say, over by Busch Gardens. We've been there. It's been years ago.
There's another place called Bruce's Chicago Grill and Doghouse. But there's some places here in town if you're interested in... eating some good hot dogs. I don't suggest you getting into a competition.
Right. I don't suggest eating 62 of them in 10 minutes.
No. I, one time, another Marine Corps story, I was out with the boys, and we, I remember we left the base at El Toro, and we went to the Amtrak station, and we went up to... God, I want to say like Escondido or something like that. This is out in California. And we were going someplace. I don't remember where we were going. But we were walking down the street, and we passed by this condominium. And they had this courtyard and that was sort of lined with like a wrought iron fence. But inside, we could see that they were having a party in the courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
We decided,
uh-oh,
as young Marines, that we would climb the wrought iron fence and join the party, uninvited. Well, we got over the fence, undetected. People were like, who are these guys? All with the very short hair. You know, nobody questioned it at first, just because, you know, in California, there's a lot of military out there.
Right.
The only time they started questioning us is when we took the crock pot full of hot dogs. And we all started power loading these hot dogs like nobody's business. I think I probably ate 10 hot dogs.
Oh, no.
I remember this squirrely little guy walks up and says, so who are you guys? We're Marines. And why are you eating our hot dogs?
Hungry?
Those are our hot dogs. We're going to call the police. So we promptly climbed back over the fence and left. Fun in the Marine Corps.
Oh, yes.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Right.
Proud of you.
Protect and serve.
Proud of me. You only live once. You got to have some memories like that before you die. Let's see.
Okay.
Before I get too far into the show, we're well into our second hour.
Right.
But I did want to make sure I said happy birthdays to two of my dearest friends, Sean and Carol Waldner.
Yes.
I have known those two since I was 10 years old. And Sean, I believe, is 10 years older than me. Carol is not that much older than me. Well, she's older than... Well,
Carol's
less than 10.
Younger.
Younger, right. But I have known them for most of my life. and I've always enjoyed them. I've always loved them. Always two of my very favorite people. And today, July 1st, they share a birthday. So happy birthday, Sean and Carol. I hope you're having a good time.
Yes, happy birthday.
Right. I know that Sean just recently got a new boat, and very they nice. Have a house, a we new beach a house at Colonial Beach. So I'm hoping that they are enjoying their weekend house. With their new boat at their beach house in Colonial Beach. That would be a lot of fun.
We have a beach house. I live in it.
Yeah.
Hey, you're right.
Yeah.
We'll come hang out at the beach house this weekend.
Right. One of the other things that I wanted to mention to everybody is it is a holiday weekend, and there are going to be a lot of holiday parties.
Yes.
Be very careful driving. Do the responsible thing. Have a designated driver. Call Uber or Lyft.
Right.
Because there will be a lot of DUI checkpoints.
Definitely. And just be safe.
Just be safe and you know, be smart
be an
and be
smart.
Responsible.
Exactly.
Right. That's definitely something that you need to think about. One of the things, did I mention earlier in the show that we are having our bathroom redone?
No.
Not this
that?
Show.
We didn't
but
talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, we finally got off the schneid and hired somebody by the name of Jeffrey to come in and dino-tune our bathroom.
Does he right. have a last name? Or
just... I have no idea.
Okay.
He does.
I'm sure
it
he does. I think we all have last names.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, everybody in this room has the same last name.
Right.
Jeffrey.
Small gene pool
Jeffrey,
going
Jeffrey.
On in here.
But anyway, Jeffrey started yesterday at about 8 o'clock in the morning. He worked his ass off until 6 o'clock yesterday evening. I was amazed at the amount of work he got done.
Yeah, we had walls.
He's very good at what he does, and he's very fast with what he does.
Yes, he does an excellent job.
Right. Part of the problem with this whole thing, this whole project, is that I thought, that I could do it. My whole thing is that I start a project like that. It's not something I do every day. So I get in there. I know what needs to be done, but I am trying to figure it out as I go.
Right.
So it takes me a lot longer. I spend a lot of time looking.
Yeah. Assessing.
Swearing.
Looking and assessing. Right. Whereas Jeffrey goes right in, knows exactly what to do, and whips it on it.
Right.
Yep. He was here again today. He came in yesterday. He got all the walls finished.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. The only thing he hasn't done on the walls is the trim molding for like the corner pieces and things like that.
Right.
Which for him, it's going to take him an hour.
If.
Right. And then today he started tiling the shower.
Right.
And it's fantastic.
Oh, it looks beautiful. I'm so excited.
Yep. It's very cool.
It's gorgeous.
I can't wait to see what it looks like when it's finished. I was not aware. I guess I sort of blanked out how long it's been since that bathroom's been torn up. But Mom reminded me just the other day that it's been 2 years. So
it's been a while. A while.
Hannah Claire, I am sure that you are looking forward to using your bathroom again.
Yes, I can't wait to use the shower.
Right.
My own shower.
I think I might even start using that one.
No,
too.
You will not.
I'm going to.
No, you will not.
We put that shower head that's going to come right out of the ceiling. That thing is like,
18
inches
around. I will put a deadbolt on that door.
It's going to be like standing under a waterfall. It's going to be so badass.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see how that works out for you.
Me with the key.
Me with the key, baby. Me.
Oh, if it gets, it'll get done, and I'm going to put a red velvet rope across the door. Nobody's using it.
Right.
Yeah. Take pictures.
You're going to need a big ribbon to cut.
Exactly.
As soon as it's done.
Yeah, I think so. And
a big bottle of champagne to bust on the wall.
Right.
Let's not mess it up. We don't want to have to start over
or
fix anything.
Oh, geez.
Another 2 years.
Another
2 years. Yeah. Hey, look, you know, it's been 2 years, but there was a toilet in there.
Yeah.
And that's it. And a mirror.
Just
because
you had to go out to
mirror.
The kitchen to wash your hands after.
Yeah. And use your shower.
Mm, yeah. No, it just,
tiny.
It grew from just a simple, let's redo the bathroom to, well, let's move a wall.
Right.
And moving the wall meant moving the air conditioner.
Yeah, and in turn having to get a whole new air conditioned unit.
Unit put
in. So
it's
been a whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
right.
You know, arduous. Every and we go shopping, and that's
look at
where
you with the big words.
We found the big rain shower head.
I can't wait to see how that thing works.
And, I'm so excited.
You know, then of course we had to have that, which meant changing the plumbing.
Oh yeah, we've
again.
Had plumbers, we've had electricians, we've had it all. Now Jeffrey's coming in to wrap it all up,
wrap it
put
up,
a bow on it.
Exactly.
Yep.
I'm very excited.
Me too. We mentioned earlier in the show during our sports segment that we have a new show here on RadioSaintPete.com called The Unused Substitutes, and they talk a lot about Tampa Bay Rowdies, soccer, all the ins and outs and that kind of thing. I was made aware just this week that Radio St. Pete has another new show, and it's going to be called The Yelp Tampa Bay podcast, and it is going to be featuring a gentleman by the name of Brett Nels, and the show will air Friday afternoons at 12:05.
Yes.
If you know anything about Yelp, Yelp is sort of like an app that you can get that will recommend certain eateries. Isn't that the way that works?
People can go on Yelp and review.
Right.
Their experience.
I thought that was interesting. If he's going to be doing, Stephanie, you listen to Radio St. Pete pretty much all day.
Yes.
I don't get an opportunity to, but if he's going to be, if Brett Nels is going to be having his show at noon on Fridays, we do our show at 6 p.m. on Fridays.
Right.
So maybe we can take his recommendations on places to get our pre-show dinner.
Either our pre-show dinner or other activities. I don't know what all his show is going to cover.
Well, I think it's mostly food. I mean, that's what I gathered from it.
Okay.
But I think that'll be very interesting to see what he recommends, and then we can try it, and then
see what we think.
Yep. So that's the Yelp Tampa Bay podcast featuring Brett Nels, and the show will air Friday afternoons at 12:05 p.m. So look forward to that right here on RadioSaintPete.com. I think that's very cool.
Yes, very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool. Adding to the lineup all the time.
All the time.
And I'm sure that if you are not able to listen at 12:05 on Fridays, you can always go to the archives and listen to the shows, just like you can go to the archives and listen to our shows,
right?
If you've missed them,
yeah,
and hear what he has to say about the Yelp reviews.
Another thing regarding our shows: if you miss our show and for whatever reason it's not in the archives, you can also go to Spreaker.com.
Or go to the website.
Or even on Facebook.
Marco.
Because we post it on Facebook as well.
Right. MarcoRadioShow.com and click the link.
I guess what I'm saying is there's absolutely no reason for you people not to be listening to this quality show.
Right.
No excuse.
No excuse. And we want to hear if you like the beers we try.
Get with it. let's see. I found this story and I thought this was kind of interesting. Kellogg's, you know, the cereal company.
Yeah. Yes.
They're going to be opening a cereal cafe in New York City.
Really?
Yep.
Are they just going to serve cereal?
They're going to serve some other things that are breakfast related.
Milk.
But mainly.
Milk. Coffee.
Chopped up bananas.
Yeah.
Strawberries.
Some granola.
No, but, you know, I guess they're... Kellogg's is looking at the whole cereal game as like a dying entity because there are so many other choices now for breakfast.
Well, and so much cereal now is so unhealthy and people don't really eat it anymore.
I can't even tell you the last time I had a bowl of cereal. I bet it's been 15, 20 years.
I really like cereal.
Yeah.
I used to love cereal as a kid. I mean, that was every day when I was a little kid. Mom, you know, pushed that bowl of cereal in front of me before school every day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think it's interesting that it's, you know, here's somebody like me who loved cereal as a kid who I haven't had a bowl of cereal, like I said, 15, 20 years.
I haven't had a bowl of cereal, like cereal and milk. But I do keep Honey Nut Cheerios in my desk.
Well, you put it on top of your yogurt.
And I put it in my yogurt, which is very good.
Yeah. It says the company Kellogg's, based in Battle Creek, Michigan, says bowls will cost
$600.
$6.50 to $7.50. And combined cereals like Special K and Frosted Flakes with ingredients like pistachios and lemon zest. So they're not just giving you the standard bowl of cereal. They're they're playing with it a little bit. They're mixing it up a little bit.
See, I was picturing it more
dropping some zest on it.
almost like a self-serve thing where they had like the big containers of
the big
cereal,
dispensers.
And you just kind of peeled it out.
That's probably what it's going to be like.
Yeah, but for $6, they better throw bacon in that.
What if it was like a... I can remember as a kid, once I got a little bit older and could eat more than just the one bowl, I would get like the big almost mixing bowl that mom had.
Right.
And
I'd pour
half the box in.
Yeah.
You know, then I'd be all farty because of the milk all day.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever, you know, you done the wake and bake and you open the box up and just pour the milk in?
Have you?
Yes, I have.
I have not.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No. Oh, there it is.
It says
put
that
a chocolate syrup on there too.
It says that Kellogg's is also trying to market cereal as a nighttime treat and on the go snack.
Well, see, that's how I eat cereal. My on-the-go snack. I just eat handfuls like they're potato chips.
I just picture a guy jogging with a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, right.
Milk splashing all over his $100 tennis shoes.
This is so good.
It says, Kellogg says its cereal cafe located on Broadway between 48th and 49th Streets will open July 4th. So this weekend.
You said Broadway without jazz hands. I don't know what you're talking about.
Broadway!
There you go.
There it is.
So, if you're ever in New York City, go to the Kellogg's Cafe and eat your cereal.
Yes.
It's good for you.
No, it's not.
It's the most important meal of the day.
Most important meal of the
delicious.
Day.
Delicious.
Right. Remember
it is
to
delicious.
Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Hey, we are
you smoking yet?
Smoke.
We are looking forward to our new mall here in Seminole opening.
Yes, we are.
Do we have any idea when it's going to open?
No.
Oh, some of the stores are going to open in the spring, and others in the fall.
And others and just never.
It's a long-term opening.
Well, remember when this whole project started, they said that they were going to have a sports authority.
Yeah. Right.
Well, sports authority has since gone defunct.
Right.
Well, I just saw an article in the paper today that says Dick's Sporting Goods will pay $15 million for sports authority's assets plus $8 million for the right to acquire 31 store leases.
Well, I have to ask why you did the jazz hands when you said Dick's. That's a little odd.
Did mom's eyebrows go up too?
Yes, they did.
But so this looks like we may be getting Dick's in Seminole.
There's already plenty.
Yeah.
So there you go. Dick's in Seminole, everybody.
Nice. I've been a long time supplier.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. Here's something. And I only pulled this just.
What?
Can I not say that word without there being a gross?
No.
This is a story. And this is
talking about Poland stuff, huh?
Right after the Dicks.
And this is a story that's not going to be very good for radio unless I can really describe it very well.
Okay.
This was a car crash that happened last weekend in Brandon, Florida.
Gruesome.
It was two teenagers. The driver went off the road.
Oh, no.
And he ran into a metal railing.
Oh, I saw that.
The passenger was impaled by the metal railing after it went through the engine block. Here's a picture of the car. Can you imagine being 16 years old with a 3-inch metal pipe impaling you? Bad news.
Bad news.
Where'd it hit him?
I don't know.
It's kind of low on the vehicle.
It looks kind of low, so it looks like that's low belly abdomen there.
Taking a ween shot.
Could, oh, could, could no. Be.
Could be.
Yeah. Oh. Good core sample.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yuck. That's, yeah, because yeah, you know that rail is hollow.
Mm. Ugh, oh,
gross.
My God.
Oh, my God. Right. I didn't even think about that.
Yuck. Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that we're dealing with here, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we had such a mild winter. We didn't really get very cold at all down here in Florida this past winter. And summer started very early down here. It is hot. It's been hot.
Right.
And it's going to be even hotter for the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we're fighting down here is algae in our waterways.
Algae, yes. Gators.
Not the Gulf, but any of our freshwater waterways, they are full of algae to the point where Florida Governor Rick
Rick
Scott declared a state of emergency in Scott and St. Lucie counties.
Yes.
It must be really bad there. Apparently, they are going to try to find a way to get the algae blooms out of Lake Okeechobee. Really think that the whole situation is bad enough where they could do that throughout the whole state of Florida.
Right.
Wow.
Where I work, it's a 56-acre property. We have lakes and ponds that are all spring-fed, and they are all loaded with algae.
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, it's very dangerous. I heard that this algae this year, it's causing the dead to reanimate. You know, it's airborne. It's very serious.
What news channel are you watching?
The real news.
Okay.
No, and we are very lucky here where we live that our, quote, preventative measures seem to be working with our pond logs and aerators.
Here in our neighborhood.
In our neighborhood.
They're just dumping bleach in the lake.
We have not had an issue or a fish kill, because when that happens, it is horrendous.
Yeah, it is.
Where I work, they just spent a ton of money to put in new aerators. Unfortunately, it's a little too late.
Right.
It's too late. It's not enough. They need dynamite at this point. It is bad.
You could walk on it.
Across it.
And that's what they're saying about Lake Okeechobee it's as thick as like guacamole.
Yeah. A lot of times I have to go out into the lakes and ponds and fix the fountains and things like that. To put my little John boat out there that does not have a motor. It is powered by me. Rowing it, and
not a lot of
with that algae, I'm like, you know, it's like swimming upstream. It's unbelievable how hard it is just
pushing
to get
through the sludge, right.
Rowing through mashed potatoes.
Yep,
that's it.
Gross.
That's exactly it. Everybody, we are pretty much right down to the end of the show.
Yes, we are.
Another show under our belts.
Woohoo!
I love
another
doing this.
Another one bites the dust.
Yep.
Another one
bites. I love doing this show here on RadioSt.Pete.com. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are loving talking to you guys every Friday evening for Happy Hour. Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you would like to add right here at the end of the show?
Not really.
Okay.
Just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Oh, good. Does that mean you're not going to throw me off later?
No, I won't. Back to usual.
You threw me off with that. Happy 4th of July.
Yes.
Please be safe.
Everybody be safe. Everybody come back on Tuesday with all your fingers and toes and lips and eyebrows and all that stuff.
And your car in one piece.
Right.
And everything.
And watch
your motorcycle.
Watch out for the DUI checkpoints. Be responsible.
Yes.
Be responsible.
Ty.
Yeah.
Go see the new Independence Day. It's better than people say.
C-minus, Ty. C-minus. I go right by where the paper says.
Yeah.
Go see
he's so good.
Day.
He's like
it's
Dr.
Better
Seuss.
Better than what people say.
I'm an artist, man.
Man.
Exactly.
Rapper.
I'm hoping here in a minute.
It's
getting painful.
Don't. We're so close, Ty. We're so close.
Yeah, now I'm way too close to him.
Okay. I don't really have anything to add right here at the end of the show other than please be careful and enjoy your 4th of July. And if there's nothing else, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right. Good night, everybody. And we look so forward to talking to you again next Friday night at 6 p.m.
I know you ain't gonna like it, but I'm stepping right out of your world. But I'm coming to your party, and I won't be able to stay, but I'm gonna kiss you one more time, then I'm going away.
That's it.